The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. It's 8:14. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up, man?
Let's see here.
Finkel and Einhorn.
It's the wrong movie, dummy.
That's the same, kind of. It's Ace Ventura.
No, you did it wrong. You're so stupid. So dumb.
All right.
Fine. God. Anyway, we'll check out your forecast here in just a little bit. Let's get right to it. Your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
Sup, Katie?
What's up, Katie?
They are offering curbside service right now as well. So if you still need all the great stuff that Smith Indoor Garden offers, they got you covered. Well, last week, the police in Devon, England raided a drug dealer's home. They found cocaine, scales, and money inside, but they didn't find him.
He was gone, huh?
He was gone. The cocaine and the scales of the money were there, but he was not. At least
that's what everybody's there for anyway. So.
Exactly. I mean, we got the good stuff. We don't need him. Well, they didn't find him until they went outside and looked up. It turns out the guy tried to escape by climbing through a skylight hid on the roof, and he ran out so fast that he was totally naked and holding a box full of marijuana. Wow. They eventually talked him into coming down and arrested him.
Why are they always naked?
It,
if the cops are coming, it's you're never clothed, ever. Like, the cops never knock on your door and you're fully dressed, ever. You know, I got Ron and I'm naked, and where's my box of marijuana?
Yeah, and it does. Yeah, just a box. I don't know how big the box was, but it was a box of marijuana. Here's the other thing, too, is it doesn't say, like, what time of the day it was. There is a photo. There is a pic, and the sun's out. It looks like it's the middle of the day. So, like, I'd understand if you were naked, like, oh, it's the morning. I just got out of the shower, and all of a sudden, it's a cop, you know? Oh. Or it's nighttime, and you just got a good workout in, and you need to get showered off. But just, like, in the middle of the day, like, noon, who's just hanging around naked at noon? I guess drug dealers are.
Probably, you know, he has got a lot of cocaine, and you do strange things when you're on cocaine, so.
Most sweaty. Makes sense. All coked up and sweaty.
I got a question for you. Do you have the fear of, I always think about this, like, if somebody robs me or if my house catches on fire, because I like to sleep naked. Like, I'm going to have to run outside. I'm going to have to be completely naked. Like, you can't just, like, your house is on fire. You can't throw on some jeans real quick, you know? Or if a guy is robbing your house, give it, hey, hold on a second. Got to put some jeans on before I shoot you.
No, thing, that's, okay. I don't want to have to run out of my house naked, you know. I may try and throw on at least a pair of boxers or something like that. But when it comes to someone breaking into my home, I want to be naked. Like, that's the exact place I want to be.
Even scary if you get shot by a nude dude.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. You got a burglar in your house trying to sneak around, and all of a sudden there's you naked holding a gun. That's way scarier than me in a pair of, you know, footy pajamas.
Here's the thing, though. What if he's got a gun, too? I don't want to be all sitting there flopping around and take the chance of him shooting my wiener off.
Yeah, but if it's flopping, though, it's going to be a harder target to hit. So
it's true. Yeah,
it's a moving target.
So what you got to do, as you're putting slugs into this guy's chest, you got to windmill him, too, so he can't. Yeah, I'm actually doing it right now, too. You got to windmill it so he can't shoot your wiener off while you're slugging the dude up.
Actually, when I go to the range, I've been banned from every range in the area because I strip down naked and I practice the thrust. Because it is. It's like patting your head and rubbing your stomach. If you're going to shoot and pull the trigger, you also got to be able to do a circular motion with your hips so you get that donger whipping around.
Now for tactic-wise, do you do clockwise or do you counterclockwise? Which is harder to shoot?
Let's see. Right now, I think counterclockwise.
I think I'm going counter.
And also, too, he's not going to expect
give me a 1-2.
We're used to clockwise. You go counterclockwise, it's going to throw his equilibrium off, and he won't be able to focus.
His eyes just cross, and he can't shoot anything. He's just all disoriented.
And don't do back and forth. Back and forth's not the right way to do it. No, no. You got to go clock counterclockwise.
It makes too much noise.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You gotta fan them up.
This is the perfect way to fend off a robber.
I'm gonna go practice this.
Go show your wife. See if she's on a Zoom call right now. Be like, honey, I figured out how I'm gonna protect us if a guy ever breaks in.
I'm gonna go load up the Nerf gun. I'll be right back. All right.
Let me know how it goes. That's your WTF.